This week's column is dedicated to my longtime friend Ken Good, who died suddenly on April 16. Chris and I have known Ken and Donna and their family for over 40 years, having met them through our good friends George and Linda Van Wild Road, who have both since passed. We had many good times together over the years, but personally I always enjoyed how knowledgeable Ken was about his community, province, country and other events around the world. He always had many good, and some not so good, questions about Kelowna and our civic politics. You can imagine some of those conversations. There was always something interesting to chat about with Ken, and I will certainly miss those conversations. Personal condolences to Donna, sons Terry and Jeff, their families, their extended family of Tammy and Jody, and Ken's many friends. Sweet Repeats Consignment Company, formerly Yen's 14 Plus Consignment, located at 130-1889 Springfield Road, next to Bulk Foods, has been purchased by Deb Liebholz. The store has been completely rebranded, instilling Deb's vision into the store. Sweet Repeats offer women's clothing from sizes of small all the way to 5X and is one of the only consignment stores to offer those sizes. Deb's vision is for the store to be a safe, healthy, respectful, inclusive shopping experience for all women of all sizes. The store is bright and inviting, and you can also book an appointment with fashion stylist Benita Rangno. Sweet Repeats is chock full of every type of women's apparel, and they are right in the full swing of spring and summer wear. They offer jeans, dresses, lightweight jackets, sleeveless tops, lightweight sweaters, capris, bathing suits, shorts, golfwear and skirts. They also carry party dresses and mother of the bride and groom wear, and lots of linen items. Accessories include hats, purses, jewelry, wallets and shoes from sizes 5 to 12. Deb says they have a massive turnover in purses, so if you see one you like, it's best to purchase it right there and then. Sweet Repeats is one of the largest jewelry consignment shops in the valley. To celebrate the revamped store, a reopening party is set for Saturday, May 11, which also happens to be Mother's Day. Please join me for the ribbon cutting at 11:15 a.m. There will be draws, live music, promotions and door prizes. Open Monday to Saturday. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Maxine Dehart, at Maxine Dehart. Nature's Fair Market Kelowna, NFM, has had some changes in its store leadership. Previously co-managing the Kelowna location together, Kyle Hosker and Andre Desrosiers have both moved into other corporate roles with Nature's Fair. Beginning his career with Nature's Fair in 2006, Kyle is now the Operations Improvement Manager. After 17 years with NFM, Andre has taken on the corporate position of Director of Retail Operations. Allison Wormel, previously the assistant store manager, has stepped into the role of store manager at Kelowna NFM in November 2023. Allison's passion for people, wellness and supporting small and local producers aligns perfectly with the way Nature's Fair seeks to serve local communities. Allison is joined by Nicole Rose and Shirley Britz, the new assistant managers. Nicole comes to NFM from Safeway, as well as recently owning and operating a hot pot in Costa Rica. Shirley joins NFKM with an extensive background in customer service and wellness from Community Foods in Alberta. As an FYI for your protein drinks, if whey does not agree with you, I tried the Vega Sport plant-based protein drink mix in chocolate to blend with blueberries and banana. It was delicious with no reaction. Wine Growers Canada, WGC, and Wine Growers British Columbia, WGBC, have announced the recipients of the 2024 Canadian Wine Industry Awards and the 2024 Wine Grower British Columbia Industry Recognition Awards. It was exciting to see that our very own local Bram Bulvain, guest and VIP experience manager at Mission Hill Estate Winery, received the prestigious Wine Growers British Columbia Ultimate BC Wine Ambassador Award. The award, new this year, celebrates a frontline winery individual who is passionate about sharing their love of the BC wine industry with their guests, making a positive impact on their winery experience. The popular free spring issue of the Sunshine Savings Coupon Book is coming to Kelowna households, filled with coupons for local businesses with some old favorites and some new faces. If you have been feeling the pinch like all of us, these coupons will help you save money and help support our local businesses. Extra issues will be available at all of the participating businesses as well as the local library and community center locations. Most of the coupons are available online at www.sunshinesavings.ca. Amanda Homanuk is the owner, operator of the coupon book. If you are looking for some good entertainment this weekend, an intimate evening of magic with Ryan Michael is coming to Porter's Brunch on April 27th. From 7 to 10 p.m. only 35 tickets will be sold to attend this one-of-a-kind magic show. Michael has won many awards, including Stage Magician of the Year 2022 and Mentalist of the Year 2022. Sean White is the owner, operator of Porter's and Copper Brewing Co. Tickets available online at www.porterscolona.com. Local residents are invited to the annual Kelowna Vaisakhi Parade, presented by the Okanagan Sikh Temple, on Saturday, April 27, 12 p.m. The parade will start and end at the Okanagan Sikh Temple, 1111 Rutland Road. The event is to celebrate the beginning of the Sikh New Year and the baptism of the first Sikh with a parade. Philip Patara is the parade chair. The next Urba after hours is Wednesday, May 1, at Stylize Hair Studio and Nails by Upashna, 180 Asher Road, from 5 to 7 p.m. Geert Moss Sculpture Gardens and Gallery, at 250 Reynolds Road, celebrates International Sculpture Day on Saturday, April 27, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be free snacks, as everyone is welcome. This weekend the Adult and Teen Challenge BC, Okanagan Presents Celebrate the Journey. Hope Springs 4th Gala on April 27 at the Evangel Church, 3261 Gordon Drive in Kelowna. Doors open at 5 p.m. for an evening filled with great food, powerful testimonies of transformed lives, and a riveting presentation. Music by Mountain View Worship Team and keynote address by Colin Lancelot, a 2014 graduate of the Okanagan Men's Center. For tickets, contact Grace Absalom, Regional Director of Operations, at 1-888-575-3950, 412, or online at www.teenchallengebc.com/event. The Kelowna Liedertafel Choir will present its Spring Concert Extravaganza on Friday, May 3, at Christ Evangelical Lutheran Church, 2091 Gordon Drive, with special guests the German-Canadian Male Chorus of Calgary. Admission by donation. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Maxine Dehart, at Maxina Dehart. The Kelowna Breast Cancer Paddling Team, Bust and Loose, celebrates their 25th anniversary this year. The team has come a long way from a homemade boat holding 10 paddlers to a team that has 32 returning and new members. The team will host its Spring Opener fundraising event Saturday, May 4th, from 5 to 8 p.m. Join them for a cheeseburger, fries and a drink evening for $35. There will be a silent auction, door prizes, 50-50 and trivia game. Tickets at email info at busandloose.com or Wendy Aitken at 250-864-6253. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by Maxine Dehart, at Maxina Dehart. The Kelowna Garden Club will host its annual plant sale Saturday, May 4, at Geesaukin Gardens, 1060 Cameron Avenue. The plant sale opens at 9 a.m. and is a cash-only event. The plants, shrubs and garden-related items have been nurtured, grown and donated by members of the club. There will be a good selection and the prices are exceptional. The Takara 20th Anniversary World Tour, KOBUSHI, is Sunday, May 5, 7 p.m., at Mary Irwin Theatre, presented by the Kelowna Kasugai Sister City Association. It's been 5 years since members of one of Japan's most renowned taiko drum groups, Takara, has toured in Canada. This year is a special celebration in Kelowna for both Takara's 20th anniversary tour and leader Art Lee's 30th anniversary. Lee is the only person in the world from outside of Japan to win grand champion status of the Tokyo International Odeiko Competition, the top taiko competition in the world. Tickets at Rotary Center of the Arts are online at https://rotarycenter-for-the-arts.com/events/tick/336202/. Watch for the Central Okanagan Crime Stoppers Paper Shredding Fundraiser May 4, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., at the Regional District Administrative Office parking lot on KLO Road. Shredding is $10 per box, provided by Okanagan Paper Shredding. Birthdays of the week. Happy 75th Phyllis Litz. April 27th, Happy 80th Con Litz. April 27th, yes, husband and wife on the same day. Happy 80th Jim Oakes. April 18th, Happy 80th Steve Sipes. April 10th, Happy 60th Alana Francis. April 24th, Happy 50th Maria Rizzo. April 25th, Norm Felty. April 24th, Herman Eklanchik. April 25th, Alan Dolman. April 25th, Myrna Telford. April 25th, Aria Yen. April 25th, Sia Koutsantonis. April 25th, Lynn Kratzer. April 26th, Chuck Dixon. April 27th, Raghwa Gopal. April 27th, Lois Serwa. April 27th, Richard Erickson. April 28th, Ron Labissiere. April 28th, Linda Verna. April 28th, Lynn Tamaki. April 29th, Jim Hedman. April 28th, Dave McLean. April 29th, Brett Crisco. April 29th, Allison Love. April 29th, John McCormick. April 30th, Brian Sargent. April 30th, Tony Payton. April 30th, Maxine Dehart is a Kelowna City Councilor and local hotelier. Phone her at 250-979-4546 or 250-862-7662. Email max at maxinedehart.ca.